Shalom to all! Today's office is Yerushalmi Shkalom Daf Memchas. We are in Star Mem Zayin Beis, the bottom line words, Tani, Mizrach, Mayriv, and Vilnsur Staff Zan Chavav Amen Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mim Sar Basib Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. Now we'd mentioned that even though Moshe Rabbeinu made one Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo Melech added on 10 Shulchanos, 10 more. So we're told we have a Brisa, Mizrach, Mayriv, Har Nisunin, Devi Rebbe. Rebbe says that where were these tables, these Shulchanos situated? Mizrach, Mayriv, East West. Now it's important to have a little review of how the Heichal was situated. What was the layout? So we have the Heichal, which is also sometimes called the Kodesh. That's the room that's before this Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara calls this the Bayis, the house, and that was 40 amas long and 20 amas wide. The right-hand side is Safon, left-hand side is Daroim, and as we're going to see in a little bit, the Shulchan was in Safon, and the Menorah was in the Daroim. So Brass just told us that all these extra Shulchanis, these 10 Shulchanis that Shlomo Melech made, were situated east-west. In other words, from when walking into the Heichal, all the way on the right-hand side, there was a whole bunch of Shulchanis lying up. He says Safon v'Darim ha'yu nesunin. They were placed north south, meaning from right to left. Now, ma d'amar mizrach ma'ariv nicha. According to one, which is Rebbe, who holds that they're mizrach ma'ariv, so kulhen ru'in l'sheiros. All of them are fitting to be used. They can have lechem on them because they're on the right side, and that's where they're supposed to be. Ma d'amar Safon v'Darim. According to one that they're supposed to be Safon v'Darim, nimsa shulchan v'Darim menorah b'Safon. It turns out there's a shulchan in the south on the left hand side. That's because they're going from right to left, so some of them are going to be on the left hand side of the darim, and that's a problem. And the menorah, which we're going to see in a moment as well, there was extra menorahs as well. Some are going to be in the north, and that would be an issue. Now we continue. Vatani, we have a brisa. According to some, this is a question. Hashulchan hayunasan mechatzi bayis lofnim. The shulchan was halfway through the house, the bayis, which again we said is referring to the heichal, and a little bit inside. Mashach min hakosel k'shtei amos klapet safon. It pulled a little bit off the wall, about 2 amos klapet safon. The menorah connected b'darim, and the menorah was corresponding to it in the south. Mizbeach hazav hayunasan be'emtzah habayis. Mizbeach hazav also. That was halfway through the Heichal and inside. Mashach Kimma Klapi at Safon, pulled a little bit towards Safon. V'kulam Hayu Nesun Mishlish HaBayis Lefnim. All of them were about a third into the bias. We continue. Eser Menorahs Asa Shlomo. Shlomo Melech also made 10 extra Menorahs. Shlomo Kuzabas says, Vayas Es Menorahs Azov Eser Kimishpatam. And he made 10 Menorahs of gold. Vayitin Meheichal Chamish Meminu Chamish Mismael. And he put them in the Heichal, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And we have the same discussion right now, like we had previously with the Shulchanos that he made. In Tamar Chamish with some Chamish with Darim. If you're going to say put 5 in the north and 5 in the south, meaning 5 on the right side and 5 on the left side, the menorah is only kosher on the left, on the Darim. Shenamar the pasuk says, the menorah should be opposite the Shulchan on the Teiman side of the Mishkan. Namatam Loimer Chamish Min Chamish Mismaral. So what does that mean? That Shlomo Melech placed 5 on the right and 5 on the left. Ela Chamish Min Menorah Shalmash of Chamish Mismaral. 5 towards the right of Moshe Rabbeinu's and 5 towards the left of Moshe Rabbeinu's, but they were all on the left-hand side. Now, off begin, even so, only Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah was lit. Shenamar Kazabazik says, ras hazahav ba'erev, and the menorah of gold and its lamps to be lit in every single evening. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, as he did by the Shulchanos, on top, he would light all of them. Shenamar the pasuk says, ves ha-menorahs v'neirusahem leva'arom kimeshbat lefnei advir zav sagor, as we see lashon of the menorah plural being lit. Now, once we have this pasuk about the menorah, we bring another pasuk. The pasuk tells us about perach v'neres ha'malkachayim zav hu michlois zahav, and the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold. And then it calls them michlois zahav, which literally translated is finishing gold. Now, what does that mean? Kilu zavishal shleimai. These menorahs that Shlomo Melech made finished all of his gold off. Seemingly, he used all of his gold for these menorahs. Now, Rebbe says b'shem Asi ha'yu Shlomo noitel elf kikari zav. Shlomo Melech took 1,000 talents of gold. And he put them into the kur, which is like the gold refiner. It basically melted it down in order to make it more pure. And then he would take it out until these 1,000 came down to 1. That's a fulfillment of the pasuk kikar zahav tahar asa isa v'gaymer. So this came out with pure gold. So the Gemara brings a brisa that seems to contradict this. Tanu even brisa amar bias Reb Yuda ma'aseh menorah zav she'asa Moshe midbar. There's a story with menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the midbar v'haisei seir dinner zav. It was measured and it turned out that Shlomo Melech's menorah was a dinner zav more, it weighed a dinner zav more than Moshe Rabbeinu's, v'chnisu l'kur shmoin and pam, and they put it into the kur, into the smelter that was purified it 80 times of l'chasra klum, and nothing was missing. So how could you say that he took 1,000 kars of zav and melted that down to 1? And the answer is v'yos, it's correct, it's not a stira, adol yakom al-brorei, until it becomes purified to its purest point, havachasra sagin, it would lose a lot of its weight when it's put into the smelter, when it's purified, because a little bit of the impurities are removed every single time. But min dukaima brari, once it becomes pure, loy chaser klum, nothing's missing from it. And that's why no matter how many times it's put in, and you try to melt it down and try to take out the impurities, once it's pure, and it's not going to be missing anything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha dalid, discussing the other point that was mentioned in the first mishnah regarding the shayfers in the mikdash. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.